Kirby and Josh. Home solution by Metrocon, a fixed price home and land specialist.
Oh, another day done. Clocking them over. Happy boom, Wednesday. Boom.
Fun one.
Yeah, it was a bit of fun, wasn't it?
I mean, Dad came on.
Oh, well, if you're not a fan of the budget, like a lot of us aren't.
And it's not that you're not a fan. You just might be someone who just goes along with their business and doesn't even realise it's on.
Doesn't really affect you that much.
Yeah.
Got Wayne's take. Your dad offered some great insight, didn't he?
I think it brings a lot of clarification to how many people think when it comes to the budget.
Yeah, right. I think so. I was just confused by
that. I lost you a minute there, didn't I?
Yeah, the budget. I was a bit like your dad. What else did we do?
Oh, we had the odometer.
Oh,
National Odometer National Odometer Day today.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone's probably been celebrating already, but we thought we'd celebrate it ourselves on the show.
Yeah, also Price is Right. We went head-to-head.
That is correct. And we can't forget, today was State Memorial Service for Frank Costa.
Of course, yeah.
So he had Barry on the show.
Yeah, Barry Stoneham, former Cats player. Fantastic speaker, wasn't he?
Fantastic.
Yeah. And hearing the stories about Costa.
His life. Incredible. Yeah. Amazing.
You can check it all out right now.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarine. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
It's National Odometer Day.
Oh, huge day.
Wow.
How exciting.
Do you know what, though? When I saw this, maybe not that exciting, but after you start reading about odometers, it can get quite exciting.
Listen to what you just said.
But wait. No, wait. Till I give you some facts. I was thinking...
Wait till you know all about it.
It's incredible. Like, odometers, what's there to know about them? Turns out...
They tick over.
A fair bit. They do tick over.
Yeah.
But did you know this? I was thinking, when were they invented? Might have been, you know, 19, whatever, when the car came along.
Yeah.
No. Actually goes back to BC, before Christ. They created, the Romans did an incredible ancient version.
No.
Obviously, it didn't have the numbers, but it was still ticking over and it made noises. It was like it looks like a wheelbarrow with a wheel on the middle that ticks over like a spinning, like...
So they can mark how long they've been going for.
Exactly.
Yeah, righto.
Incredible. Would not have picked that. And then Benjamin Franklin himself, he created his own odometer, which looks more like the modern day one we see today. Been around forever.
How good is that reading?
Are you not a little bit wowed like I was?
I am amazed that it started back then.
Was my life just not that exciting?
I'll let you answer that one.
But I was thinking, odometers, okay, not much to it. But surely there's people out there who do look at their odometer and actually think, wow, mine is pretty incredible. And that's because of how many kilometres they have racked up. Like when you go to buy a car.
Does it get that big anymore though?
Well, there's got to be some out there. I know my car is 2002 Mazda 66.
Yeah.
And this morning obviously checked the odometer to celebrate with it. just ticked over 180. I know. Hasn't done too many Ks.
That's good.
For the old boy.
You could resell that one. But I think everyone, there's no one now because you just trade in your car. As soon as it gets to like 350. You're thinking, I've got to get rid of this. There's no resale bar. There's no one on the roads. 500 would be too far. 400, I'm starting to think you're risking your life.
Really?
That car's about to break down.
But maybe it's just a trustworthy car and you think, do you know what? There's no point getting a new one.
There's a set amount.
If it's not broke, why try fix it?
There's a set amount, you know.
So you reckon there's no one out there...
No, I just told you.
That will have an odometer reading higher than 350,000.
No, I think like you'd be like 350 is when you're starting to sell it. 400 decommissioned. Take it apart. Get rid of it.
May as well blow it up.
5223295. What's your odometer reading?
Prove Josh wrong. Surely someone out there has an odometer reading in the 500s.
We do have a double pass up for grabs as well to the Supercats taking on the Tigers 15th of May. NBL 1 2021 season is here. Catch the Geelong Supercats kicking off at 5 p.m. for the women's and 7 p.m. for the men's as well. We'd love to hear from them. I don't reckon.
No, there's people out there. Trust me. People love their cars and they don't want to get rid of their first ones.
Okay. Well, you shouldn't be driving it. That's for sure. It's Herbie and Josh on K-Rock 955.
Alicia, how many Ks has your car rocked up?
393,451.
Are you still driving it?
Yes. Every day.
Are you thinking about selling it soon? Just before it kicks to 400?
No.
No? Okay.
That's fair.
As long as possible.
That's going to be an incredible day when it hits the 400.
Let's go to Luke. How many kilometres is yours racked up?
Doing well.
537,850.
Ooh, jeez. What year is that car, by the way?
It's a 2014 Renault Traffic.
you've been driving that? Yeah.
Where do you drive to, Luke?
We've got a courier business around Geelong.
Oh, yeah.
Deliver for florists around Geelong.
Oh, there
makes
you go.
Sense. Well, you're helping out the community and racking up the case.
Love that. Love that. That's well it. Done.
And Rowan, how many kilometres have you racked up?
Yeah, so just over 550.
550. That is a lot of kilometres.
Right. And how many years have you done that in?
It's a 71 Civic, so she's been around for a while. Never broken down, never had any issues, nothing.
Never broken down.
Now, you would have had to do some kind of big celebration when it did get over the 500, surely.
Yeah, we got in the car and I think it was about 491,000 and we got in the car and just went for a little drive around the block until it got around to 500 and it was good fun.
Oh, wow. That is brilliant.
Now, we do have Zoe.
Okay.
Zoe, how many kilometres has yours racked up?
Mine is currently just under 630,000.
Oh, what? 600? Whoa.
That is a lot of kilometres. How many did you say you don't think people are driving around?
Oh, I just thought it wouldn't be safe after 500.
Is it still safe, Zoe?
No, it's only just run in.
What?
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Of course, the budget was on last night, Herbie.
It was indeed. Don't know how you'd miss it. It's all that gets repeated in the news.
Well, I didn't watch it, but I've
heard a lot about it.
Yeah,
and tell
sure.
you what, some good things have come out of it. If we look at it, they're going to be spending tens of billions of dollars on aged care infrastructure and, of course, the COVID-19 vaccination rollout. But here in Geelong, this is exciting. The Geelong City deal, which is designed to revitalise the region, that's increasing from $18 million this financial year to $64 million. Commencing July 1.
That's great news.
That's incredible. And the Geelong-based NDIS, they're going to receive a further $13 billion between now and 2025.
Fantastic.
Love
That's
those
great
stats.
News. Did well, think, they're big numbers, aren't they?
Yeah. They're big numbers. And, you know, the budget interests a lot of people.
Mm.
You and I have mentioned it today.
Yeah.
But I did think it'd be interesting to get one person on to get his thoughts on the budget. And that is my dad, Wayne. He joins us now. Hi, Dad.
G'day, Matt. G'day, Josh. How are we?
Very good, very good. Did you watch the budget last night?
The budget. Well, to be quite honest, I only realised this morning when I had the car radio on that the budget came out. and then I was quite annoyed because my work colleague bought the paper, and I had to go five pages in to find the sport. So, what's going on? So, I haven't really studied it, to be quite honest. I don't know how it affects me.
Well, how about we just read you some numbers from like a budget breakdown? You just say, good idea, bad idea.
Right, far away.
Okay, so they're going to increase telehealth. Do you know what telehealth is, Wayne?
Telehealth.
Yeah, so you can just call up a doctor.
No. Don't we have Medicare now? Well, I don't understand.
Dad, this one you might like. For tradies.
Don't we bulk bill? Don't we bulk bill now?
Yes, Dad. For tradies, they might be able to get that ute that they've been eyeing off because a scheme allowing almost all businesses to write off the full value of eligible assets that they buy within 12 months has been extended until June 30, 2023.
Totally agree. That'll help Liam out and possibly me.
You want a new ute, do you, Dad? This one might interest you, Dad. The alcohol industry. It's three cheers to the microbrewery sector because 1,000 small brewers and distillers will be offered $255 million in tax relief with the government.
Yeah, I don't drink the microbrewery stuff, so.
Stock standard beer man, are you? Carlton.
That's right.
Some people call it craft beer, you call it homebrew.
It's not helping me.
Perfect. All right, well, next year, Dad, we'll get you on to see if you found any kind of interest in it.
No worries at all.
He's not watching next year, is he?
No, he doesn't care.
Herbie and Josh.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Herbie and Josh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Huge day today, of course, for Geelong, Herbie.
It was huge. The state memorial service for Frank Costa.
I saw some photos come through of GMHBA Stadium. Looks, well, and especially because the day was so good.
It's the stadium coming alive in a whole different way.
Yeah, and the weather held out for us, which is fantastic. One man that was there, former Cats player, close to 250 games, Barry Stoneham. Welcome. Thanks for being on the show. And what was the service like?
Yeah, thanks, guys. It's great to be here. It was wonderful tribute to Frank. It was a perfect send-off, and one I'm sure he would have been very happy with. It was some great speakers. As you said before, the weather was sensational. I mean, the start of the week, it was pretty ordinary with the wintry weather, but today, the blue sunshine and Monaconia Park, it was fantastic. And I'll tell you what, Tim McCallum, who's a local boy, of course, and now in Queensland, some of the songs that he sang was just sensational. Really, really made the tribute a lot better, I thought.
You mentioned some speakers spoke. We know Lindsay Fox. Was there any amazing stories that came out of it that maybe you hadn't heard of before?
Yeah, look, everyone spoke really, really well, as you'd expect. Robert Foster, his brother, spoke excellent. There's some fantastic story about when they started the business off. I think they was in the 60s when they bought Watson & Co. was the name. Yeah. And how it didn't go that well for a while. And I think the bank more or less said, you've bit off more than you can chew, you boys. And then Frank went back to his brothers and they said, what's next, Frank? And he said, well, let's chew as hard as you can. And that was the start of his business. And from there on, as you all know, success as a businessman was amazing. But Brian Cook, fantastic sentiments, a very close relationship with them. And Father Dillon as well, of course, spoke very highly of him. So it really was a fantastic send-off for the great man.
Well, because me and Herbie obviously new to Geelong only the last couple of years, and you know the name, obviously, Costa.
Through the Geelong Footy Club. Yeah.
But if you could, what's like, as a snapshot, like what would be the best way to describe Frank?
Firstly, such a generous and a fantastic, genuine person. We talk about his business and success over the many years, but his main, I suppose, thought was his family. And Shirley and his eight daughters.
Yeah.
He was family first. I think Brian Cook said the four F's was family, football, fruit. I can't think of the fourth one. correct. That comes into it as well. But he was such a genuine person, an honest person.
Yeah.
And all the speakers did say the one thing that he did have was he shook his hand, looked him in the eye, and his word was his word. And that's really old school values that he actually really held.
And personally from you, Barry, what connection did he have to you? Did he leave an impact on you, maybe something that you're going to take with you for the rest of your life?
Yeah, certainly knew Frank over the years for quite a number of years. Mm. And my father and mother also knew Frank and know the family. And I think Geelong's a pretty small town when you grow up with the different schools and so forth around. I think even listening today, when you hear how such a great person he was and his character and values, sort of makes you want to be a better person again when you hear those stories about Frank and his honesty and how he is such a generous person to so many different places within the community. So you sort of reflect a bit whenever you go to, I suppose, these special services and reflect about how you can actually be a better person yourself.
Well, Barry, you obviously love this city because you've got your podcast, City of Dreams. I know that.
That's right.
And you like to explore it. So is that sort of inspired by people like him?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, and thanks for mentioning it too. It's actually the City of Dreams, but it certainly is. I mean, and the goal behind that is really to showcase all the people and the places that Geelong have. And there's so many stories to tell, and some are higher profile, like Frank Costa, for example. There's also other ones around. So there's so much happening down here, and Frank has been at the forefront of so many, I suppose, charities, foundations, and so forth throughout the whole community over many, many years. He leaves an amazing legacy, that's for sure, behind him.
He definitely does. And thank you so much, Barry, for giving us a little bit of an insight into what went down today at the memorial service, but also his life. And no doubt there's going to be many more stories we're going to continue to hear about Frank Costa in the coming years.
No worries. Thanks very much. Thanks, guys.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Toby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Ads, some people love them, and some people, maybe majority, aren't the biggest fans of them.
Well, let's be honest. You like to skip the ads on your YouTube videos. Mm-hmm. If you can try and do it while you're watching Nine Now or something like that.
Yeah.
Perfect. But there's some really good ads.
There's some ads where you go, I don't want to skip because they have drawn your attention and you just think, brilliant. And I actually make always the comment out loud when there is an incredible ad. I'll go, that was a good ad.
That was a good
ad. And it starts to chatter around the room. You go, well done. Like, now I'm going to remember it. And that's what I think is so good about an ad, that if they do it well, you'll remember it for years.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, you should remember it for years. But what we're going to do now is put you to the test like we did last week to see, yes, if you remember it.
Yeah.
But do you remember the brand behind it?
Okay.
Now, you did remember the ads last week, but you struggled with a few.
Yeah, I did.
Of what the actual product was.
Ajax got me. Damn it.
Ajax Brain White. And so today I've got some. You should definitely know the ads, but I reckon you might get tripped up on at least one of them. So here is the first one. It's an all-time classic.
A bottle of milk, thanks.
Low fat, no fat, full cream, high calcium, high protein, soy, light skim, omega 3, high calcium with vitamin D and folate or extra dollop.
It's Paul's white milk.
It is Paul's white milk. Congratulations.
You missed the best part of it, though.
I just want milk that tastes like real milk, but I didn't want to give.
And only 2% yeah, fat.
Didn't want to put him in. But in saying that, I was thinking about that ad. Imagine if they did it today.
Oh, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, like the list is long there.
Fat shaming.
Imagine you'd have to do the almond milk, every milk.
That, I thought you were going to say fat shaming the bloke was the bad thing. Oh. But you're saying there's too many milks out
there. No. Fantastic. All right, well done. You're on the books. Okay, here we go. Second one.
No, Gary, no. No, Gary, no. No.
It's a classic, and I love that they're using the name Gary.
I think it's to do with his sore throat. Is it Vicks Vapor Drops?
No. Oh. It's actually to stop smoking. It's for Nicorette.
Oh, well, sore throat.
You can't give yourself that. You did not get it.
Well, when you get to control the buttons, you can do what you want.
All right, and this one.
Yep.
You'd remember the number, I just don't know if you'll remember what it was for.
1-3-0-0-6-5-5-4-6.
You can play it again if you like.
1-3-0-0-6-5-5-4-6.
What's coming to you? What are you vibing at the moment?
For some reason I'm thinking O'Brien's. The
it's
glass
not O'Brien's.
One, it's not,
you're looking for a hotline.
It's a hotline. A hotline?
It's obviously a number for a this hotline. Service, yeah. Which is a hotline.
That's why they've given the number out.
Yeah.
Funny that.
Funny that.
Hold on. Let's just hear it.
1-3-0-0-6-5-5-4-6.
And then there's a bit after that, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, then it comes in and tells you what it's for. You're not going to get it, are you?
Oh.
You give up?
I can see blue. Is there any blue in there?
There's lots of numbers. It's like Scrabble pieces they're holding up.
I don't know.
It is the Reading Writing Hotline. I mean, I don't even know really what that is, but I remember the ad and I remember going, okay.
I remember that number.
Yeah, 1-3-0-0-6-5-5-0-6. The ad game got the best of you again.
It did. You just like me losing, don't you?
Well, have you seen me at games?
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
I reckon this is the most genius way that anyone has caught a criminal before.
Really?
I just think it's so clever. Like, you're like, oh, what a clever way to do it, to
it's
get the message
the
out there.
Not just the usual wanted posters around town or the Crime Stoppers that you see the ads pop up. Not like that?
Well, you know, well, that's also a good way. But you know when, like, normally, like, if a store has someone stolen, like a pharmacy you might have seen, like, around here, and they'll just put it up in the window, like, just they'll print
these
it out.
These people are the blacklisted.
That's right. They'll, like, they'll print it out and they'll have it in the window hanging up for you. So, like, hey, this person stole.
Yep.
So a bakery over in Milwaukee in the States obviously got robbed, and the only image they had to go off was off the CCTV footage that they had.
Oh, yeah.
So what they decided to do was use their skills, and what they did was they baked all these sugar cookies. But you know how you can print images onto things? Like it would be a cookie, like coffee or something like that?
Yep.
So they just made a whole bunch of cookies that they put up for sale, and they're like, hey, buy it into this guy. By the way, if you know who it is,
let us know.
Let the police know.
That is genius.
And they posted up just today that, yeah, they caught him because of the sugar cookies.
Imagine biting into it going, hang on a second, that looks a lot like Josh. This is my mate.
Again.
That's crazy.
Brilliant idea.
It's a delicious way to do it as well.
I think that's a good way to get it out there.
And I remember seeing other
park benches maybe. That's not a bad one.
I mean, it's a big billboard.
Urinal cakes.
I know people have been caught because they've been silly on social media.
Oh, the ones that always tempt them to come and catch me. It's like,
well, we can find your location now, not smart guy. I don't know if you've heard about this one, but I remember this because it wowed me so much and it stuck with me for life. It happened over in Poland, and a person there got caught years later after they committed their crime, because what they did is they actually wrote a crime novel. So Christian Bahler in 2003 wrote a novel and it became a bestseller. It was about this murder that happened and it was supposed to be not believable or fiction.
So it was a fiction book.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the description of the murder caught the eye of a police officer who used to work on a case, a retired police officer, and thought, this is very eerily similar to the case that we never closed. And then after they looked through the details and found the author, who was writing under a different name, they realised, hang on a second, this person was the last person to see the guy who was killed alive and also had actually sold the person who's died mobile phone. And so after they read it, they've gone, hang on, put one and two together, and then...
And they still couldn't close the case.
No, he was charged and he's in prison as we speak.
Okay, that's good.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Are you ready to play? You're the first four contestants on The Price is Right. Now, here's everybody's favourite host, Debbie and Josh. Come on down.
Thank you, thank you. Welcome to another round of The Price is Right in to the studio. Bilbo from Promotions, welcome.
G'day, Josh. G'day, Herbie.
G'day.
What's going on in your world?
I don't know. I was listening to that intro. It sounds awesome.
That's it. Yeah. You're the host. How
exactly.
Does it feel?
But it goes straight to Josh and Herbie. Don't even get a mention at all. I'll have to talk to Matt and Imaging about that. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Or just bring it up your him. Game and then maybe you might get a mention.
I shall do so.
Do you know what? Because I actually thought, like, did people fall down the stairs? And there's a full compilation of people falling down the stairs at The Price is Right.
How embarrassing.
It's always a good laugh.
Actually, Aaron Paul, do you know from Breaking Bad and stuff?
Yes. Mm.
Yeah, he was on The Price is Right.
Really?
Yeah, there's footage of him coming down. It's so good.
Did he do well?
I don't know. I just saw the part where they call him down. Aaron, come on down.
Do you know he got some cooking appliances and it all started from there? And you've won beakers.
Well, this is where we go through Gumtree and Facebook price, yep. Around Geelong, the Surf Coast, mm-hmm. the Ballerine. You've just picked a few items.
Couple, yep.
Best
three.
Of three. And me and Herbie have to get closest without going over.
Yes.
Okay. So the first thing is, it's a tub of... A 50-gram tub, I should say, of mealworms.
Oh, ooh. Josh would hate that.
Mm. I would.
Oh.
Mealworms, see, that's for fishing, obviously.
Well, the compost, I don't really know, to be honest.
50-gram tubs, who's selling that? That's interesting.
Oh, mealworms are actually the things you give axolotls, isn't it? Because you keep them in the fridge.
I'm going
to
go...
I really don't know enough information to give a solid answer.
50 grams.
I think there's multiple uses, fishing...
I reckon I've gone high, but that's okay.
Okay. So Herbie says... $40.
Oh, I reckon that's over. Surely.
Yeah, I think it could be
on
over.
Gumtree.
Surely well, I just don't know how much worms could be very rare.
Yeah, you could be right.
Rare species, imported.
Well,
you know,
no, but they
before
might be
corona.
Different to just the backyard ones.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I was thinking.
I mean, these are washed. They're not in, covered in dirt.
Exactly, and someone's hunted them down. You've got to think of the time and effort for that.
I don't think there's a great deal of hunting.
No, we thought they bred them. Yeah. Like in their backyard. Yeah.
Could do that as well.
All right, so Josh has said $17. The mealworms 50-gram tub, $10.
Oh!
Well, we're going to have to.
Yeah, you can have that. You can have that, Josh.
I thought we were just going to have to.
Yeah.
It's Josh. It's Josh.
It's easily Josh.
So it's just closest to.
Yeah.
Okay. Change the rules.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love that.
A lot of dispute last week over that, but we'll just bring it to closest to.
The rules have changed on the spot. Here we go. Number two. An air hockey table.
Oh, that's fun.
Located in Lara.
Ooh.
How good is air hockey? You good at that?
I'd like to think. Well, to be fair, I'm just sort of guessing. I'm just hitting it.
Do we have dimensions? Like, is it big or just one of those little ones you can put on the table? Does it look big?
Might have picked it up from Rebel or something.
I'd say, yeah, it's a Rebel one. It's not one you'd find at Times Zone.
Yep.
So mid-range.
Okay.
Mid-range. It's the Toyota or the Commodore of air hockey tables.
Air hockey table. I'm going to... Alrighty. Mm-hmm.
I think I've gone over.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, jeez.
Thrown that.
All right, we've lost one. It's back.
Okay.
All right, we'll go reverse. Josh.
I don't mind investing this too.
All right, so Josh, yeah. I mean, you've both guessed very closely.
Oh, no, I love that.
So Josh has guessed $103.
Oh!
Herbie has guessed $110. The price of the air hockey table located in Lara is $60. It goes to Josh.
Yeah, mate! Bugger, that's a bloody steal.
It's a bargain. Absolute bargain.
I was thinking that too. Like, I was like, oh, because what would they go for? $200, you reckon, new?
Yeah, probably
new. I reckon it's someone going, we've just got to get rid of it. Put a price on it.
It's just surprising that Josh actually even went over the $100 amount into triple figures. He learned from last week. He learned.
It's because you only went cheap things, though.
Okay, mate. Just because you lost, don't come at me with the cheap shots. Yeah, all right,
loser attitude. Bilbo, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast, and the Ballerine. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
We are big fans of Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and his life.
Well, yeah, we're fans of his money.
Yeah.
And what he can do with it.
And just the news that comes out, you just think, brilliant. He's got a lot of cash to spend. He's in a level of payment we will never be. It's not even in millionaire if we got successful one day. He's up to billionaire news.
We'd have to invent an app that just goes next level.
And he had some groundbreaking ultra-billionaire news drop today, which was incredible. And that is his new yacht that he is building at the moment. It's so big that he has a super yacht to get to his yacht. Like, it comes with a super yacht.
Oh, my. So not only has he got a big yacht, but he's got a pretty big yacht to get him to the bigger yacht.
And then I'm guessing to get to that one, he probably has a plane or a helicopter. It's just ridiculous.
Oh, wow. Imagine having that much money.
That's what I think.
So he's just trying to spend his money now.
I guess so. I mean, he's always said that he's not going to give it to all his family, that he'd give it to charities first, which I respect that.
That's fine if he doesn't, but he's spending it up before he's going to give it to the charities.
Well, he's earned it, I guess. He's earned a little bit of it. But that's got me thinking. I mean, I'd love to be rich. I know you aspire. Like, you're one of your main goals in life, and I think that gets you out of your bed every morning, is the chance that you could win the lotto.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Responsibly, of course. I've got my budget.
You do, but you mention it at least a minimum twice a day.
I say what the jackpot is, yeah.
What was your fact today, actually, about Jays?
So, out of all the prize Division 1 winners, the letter J was the most, 11% of people had won it with their name starting with J.
It's so sad.
I'm just saying,
I'm
on a roll. I'm in.
Much time you spend in your downtime to figure out these stats.
Okay, let's not rip into Josh here.
But I was just thinking, if you and I were rich, what would be some good things you'd like? And we don't need to be super rich.
Okay. So you're saying, I'm rich enough to get HelloFresh without getting the discount?
Yes.
So I'm not waiting for it to be 40% off.
Yes.
I can just get it outright each week.
Just pay for it.
Yeah.
I'm rich enough to go to Sushi Train and not look at the colour of the plate. You can just get whatever you want.
Oh, yeah. Or you can get nuts from the supermarket. Not the pre-packaged ones, but you can actually self-serve yourself and get some.
Or even I'd love to just be able to fill up my car each week and go to the max instead of going, my bank account, okay, $20, 10 cents left. That's all I can get to.
You know what you want is the premium one.
Yes.
So I would love to know what it's like just to pick up the 98, just chuck it in the car.
To look down at 91. You're would be incredible.
Geez, okay. Your
even car. To just be able to add toppings to my pizza and go unlimited. Or go out for breakfast and just add as many.
Get guac.
Oh, don't get me started on guac. Halloumi.
Oh,
that's your game changer.
Okay, let's calm down, mate. We're
not that rich.
We said not billionaires.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Yeah. All right, Herbie.
Okay.
This is where we get your thoughts on the daily topics.
You have a very cheeky face on at the moment. What is about to come?
I can't do much about my face, unfortunately.
It's the smirk. I know, but something's about to happen and I'm not sure.
Nothing's about to happen, or maybe it will. This is where we go through the daily topics. Could be in the news, could be around the office, could be something you've done.
Okay, hopefully not.
Okay, let's find out. Kicking it off with this one, public displays of affection.
Yeah, nah. I mean, you can give them a peck hello and everything.
Holding hands, that's all right.
Yeah, just PG rated. But if you're full making out, yeah, on a bus while I'm sitting there and you're next to me, that's just not okay. No one needs to see it.
I think that's a high school thing, isn't it?
Oh, and you just look at them, but who's comfortable to do that? Maybe I should say yes to this because the confidence in people who are able to do that, bravo to them, because I'm not. No chance I could do that at all.
No, I'm probably the same as you. Not really.
Are you not? No, you're quite an emotional guy, so I could see
not really.
Spread the
love. Yeah.
No?
No, maybe hold hands occasionally for a little bit.
I can't even do that because they slip off my hands.
Yeah, yep. It gets hot.
I'm like, let go.
So hugs are to be allowed over in the UK now that the vaccine's rolling out. Restrictions are lifting and you'll be able to hug your family and loved ones.
That's a whole other story, isn't it? Hugging, or if you're going in for the huggy kissing,
that's
too much.
Oh, yeah, that's not. That's a hard topic.
I feel awkward now.
Going through the car wash.
Nah, yeah. How good are car washes?
You know what? I used to love going through the ones where you just automated.
Yeah.
But now I love the ones where you actually do it yourself.
Do you know a sad time? I went to go through an automated one because I was nannying at the time and the kids loved it. And I couldn't put my antenna down. All you had to do was press off, but I couldn't find the off button. And I had my car for around 7 years. And so I then had to reverse back out and do the awkward, like, walk of shame in front of all the other cars. It was so embarrassing. Can tell you, I've never been back through the one. I've just done the manual one like you.
Well, you know those manual ones. So a lady has been caught on CCTV footage stealing the pre-wash soak. So she stole, and what she's done is she's poured a heap of it on her car. Like, it is pinky red.
It's very that bright. White, like, foamy with a tinge of pink in it, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. So it's a high concentrate. So basically, the guy reckons that she's stripped all the paint off her car because it's so, like, toxic. And it can, like, cause it's obviously a little bit goes into the water with you. But she's just trying to save a couple of bucks because you know how the timer ticks down. You're like, oh, my God, I'm going to get this off before I switch over. Yeah, so the damage that she's done to her car could be huge.
But a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun. A lot of fun to be had at the car wash. Last one. Not paying for your coffee.
No, I don't even want to get into this one. Always pay for your coffee. Always.
Always.
Oh, Josh.
So nothing happened today. Nothing happened today.
No, look, you and I went and got our dollar brews.
Yep.
From 7-Eleven.
Yep, just a little melt.
And then I wanted some chocky on top. And so he said, there it is, push that button. And you went off and paid for our dollar brews.
Yeah.
And I stayed and pushed the button because I was curious.
Yeah.
Turns out it was just for another coffee.
Yeah. And so what happened to that coffee? You just left it there, didn't you?
No. This isn't good. No.
So you ordered one for the next person.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's one there if you need it. It's there and there's no chocolate in it. I can tell you that much. No. That's your fault. You shouldn't have told me there was a chocolate button.
It's always my fault, isn't it? Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballerine. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.